From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a deadly terrorist attack in Tunis. Gunmen opened fire on one of Tunisia's top tourist sites, leaving 21 people dead, mainly foreign visitors. More than two dozen people were wounded. Prime Minister Habib Essid said two assailants wearing military-style uniforms hunted and chased down tourists at the National Bardo Museum in Tunis before taking a small group captive. Two attackers were killed in an effort by police to free the hostages. Tunisian authorities say they are searching for up to three possible accomplices. It remains unclear who the gunmen were. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will do everything in his power to ensure the well-being and security of all Israeli citizens. He made the comments at the Western Wall in Jerusalem a day after his Likud party scored a resounding victory in Israel's parliamentary election. Scott Bobb has more on the outcome.
Official returns give the center-right Likud 30 seats in the parliament and 24 seats to the opposition Zionist Union led by labor leader Isaac Herzog. The margin makes it likely Mr. Netanyahu will be designated to form the next government. Herzog conceded Wednesday and indicated he would remain in the opposition. Mr. Netanyahu is likely to seek support from the right wing and religious parties in forming a government, but analysts say this may not be enough to attain the 61-seat majority needed to form the government. Scott Bobb, Jerusalem.
The Nigerian army says it has found no clues as to the whereabouts of more than 200 schoolgirls kidnapped last year by Boko Haram. The army chief of staff told reporters the army is making inquiries about the girls in areas retaken from the militants. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department's spokeswoman Jen Psaki commented on the impact of the Israeli election on nuclear talks with Iran.
We've been long familiar with the views of the prime minister on Iran. We don't think that his win has impacted the Iran negotiations or will.
She said the meetings with Iran have been difficult but constructive. An American Muslim and former Air Force mechanic, Tyrod Nathan Webster Pugh, pleaded not guilty in federal court on Wednesday to charges of offering material support to the Islamic State terrorist group. Adam Phillips spoke with an expert on national security about unusual aspects of the case.
Karen Greenberg, who directs the Center on National Security at Fordham University Law School, noted two unusual features of the case. First, at 47, the accused is relatively old compared with most foreign ISIS recruits, most of whom are teenagers or in their 20s. Also unusual is the long-term determination with which prosecutors allege Pugh attempted to fight jihad. They say his active interest predates ISIS by many years. Pugh's trial has been set for July. Adam Phillips, New York.
The U.S. Central Bank signaled Wednesday the job market will have to improve further and inflation rise a bit before it raises interest rates from record lows. U.S. Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen told journalists a rate hike could come later this year, but only if economic data indicate the time is right. Serbian prosecutors say eight men have been arrested in connection with the 1995 Srebrenica massacre, Europe's worst genocide since World War II. The suspects are accused of killing more than 1,000 Bosnians in a single day at a warehouse near Srebrenica near the end of the 1992-95 war in Bosnia-Herzegovina. Russian President Vladimir Putin addressed a rally in Moscow Wednesday to mark the one-year anniversary of Russia's annexation of Crimea from Ukraine. He said any attempt from abroad to make life difficult for Russia will be a futile pursuit. The Pentagon says a U.S. drone strike in southern Somalia last week killed a leader of the Islamist militant group al-Shabaab. The airstrike on March 12th hit a car carrying Adnan Garar, a top official in al-Shabaab's security service. Police fought with anti-austerity protesters Wednesday outside the new headquarters of the European Central Bank in Frankfurt, Germany. The violence broke out ahead of a ceremony marking the opening of the building. 14 police officers sustained minor injuries. Police say about 350 people were arrested, although the majority of about 10,000 protesters marched peacefully. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.